Let us all recite Surah Al-Fatiha. صلى الله وسلم عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آل بيتك المعصومين المنتجبين. يا ليتنا كنا فنفوز فوزا عظيما. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أما يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. آمنا بالله صدق الله العلي العظيم. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله. السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله. السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين. السلام عليك يا ابن سيد الوصيين. السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة المظلومة. يا ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي فنفوز والله فوزا عظيما. For the love of Abba Abdullah al-Hussein and the love of his beloved companions who were alongside him on the 10th day of Muharram, with the loudest of our voices, Bar Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin wa ajjil farajum. For the hastening of the reappearance of our beloved 12th Imam, with the loudest of our voices, sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajum. Once again, we thank Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for giving us this opportunity on this 9th day of the holy month of Muharram, a day leading to the main day, which is the day of Ashura. A day when Abba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam and his beloved companions met their Lord. Today being the last day of our series of discussions in this first Ashura, I would like to discuss something about the 12th Imam. As you know, lovers and followers of Ahl al-Bayt, Shi'ayana Ali, whatever we do is incomplete without connecting it with Imam Zaman. In fact, we have a narration, hadith, which says that from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, the perfection or the completion of your actions is connected and dependent on Al-Qa'im, which is the 12th Imam. Every single ibadah, worship, you undertake, it has to be one way or the other connected with the 12th Imam. Because he is our Imam and he is alive. He is not Shaheed. The movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is incomplete without the movement of the 12th Imam. When the 12th Imam reappears, he will make sure the movement of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam is realized fully in practice. And so the topic of today is the role of the youth during the occultation of our Imam. As you know, we all know, our Imam has two major occultations, the minor and the major occultations. Minor occultation, according to some, was about 69 years, some said 70 years. And major occultation began ever since the last Safir of our beloved 12th Imam died or left this world. Up until today, the Imam is in major occultation. And some sometimes come forward and ask this question. Is it possible for a person to live such a long life? I said, yes. It has not been proven otherwise scientifically. If a person lives a good and a natural life, it's more than possible for a person to live longer. Jesus Christ is not dead, still alive. He is in Gaiba occultation and some other prophets. So the longevity of the life of our Imam is not something which is impossible. What is important is for I and you to play our part, to prepare ourselves for the reappearance of the 12th Imam. The coming of the 12th Imam is about bringing hope to hopeless. It's about the establishment of absolute social justice. Imam is not coming to cause problems. Na'udhu billah. May God forbid. Imam is coming to bring about peace, to bring about prosperity, development, and the most important, to bring about social justice. So when we discuss about our roles and duties towards the mission of the 12th Imam, what we are saying is that let us all play our roles and play our parts in the establishment of global justice. And that is what Mahdism is all about. We see people today losing hope in life. We see people today becoming oppressed, and justice is not being served. It's not being administered. We see people living in abject poverty. People are very poor in different parts of the world. Don't have proper medical facilities. So Imam Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farjuhu, who is the only legitimate representative of our beloved Prophet on earth, will reappear to ensure that people live side by side in peace and harmony, and no one will suffer from any injustice. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he went out to bring about social justice and nothing else. And that is why when Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was asked, why are you going out with these children and these women? The response of Imam al-Hussein was that, I am going to remove oppression and injustice. So it's all about removing oppression and removing injustice. Our discussion of today will be of two brief stages, discussing the role of youth during the major occultation of our time. The first stage of the examination is, how do we practically establish love relationship with Imam? Very important. And then the second stage of the examination, we'll discuss our duties towards preparing the grounds for the reappearance in Tabar. How do we do in Tabar? See, there are two groups of people when it comes to connecting with Imam al-Zaman. We do have some Shias who make dua, Allahumma kulli waliyika al-hujjatu min al-husn, but they do nothing after that. Just dua and no action. That is not a good way of connecting with Imam. Dua is important. But if you only do dua and you don't do any action, then that is not the best way to connect with the Imam of our time. The second way is, no, they don't just do dua. They do actions in their lives to be able to connect with the Imam of our time. Because we need Imam. And why do we need Imam? We need Imam because we want everyone, Muslim, non-Muslim, to live in peace and harmony and to have justice being administered. The verse I quoted, you know the verse. Quran 27, verse 62, chapter Naml, Surah Naml. Amman yujibu al-mutarra إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءِ. When someone is ill, we ask people to make this dua or to recite this verse. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءِ. It's a rhetorical question, if you understand. Is there anyone who responds to the distress when he calls on him and relieve him of his stress? This distress the real meaning of it, according to Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam and Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Muhammad, is referring to Imam Zaman. That when Imam reappears, he will reappear in Mecca, and he will make dua, the dua of a distress. Somebody who really wanted Allah to respond to him to establish justice. And Allah will respond to him. So whenever you make this dua, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. You are borrowing that dua from the 12th Imam. Mudtar is 12th Imam. When he comes, he will call out, يَا لِثَارَاتِ الْحُسَيْنِ. He will revenge the blood of Abba Abdullah. He will represent the movement of Abba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. So, Quran 27, verse 62, is all about the 12th Imam. And you can explore more when you have time, read tafsirs. Now, we need to establish love relationship with Imam. Ishq with Imam. What do I mean when I say love relationship? At least to feel the presence of Imam or to miss Imam. When your brothers or sisters, siblings, or your friends travel, do you miss them or not? I'm sure you miss them. But the question is, do you miss Imam al-Zaman or you don't miss it? Sincerely, ask yourself, do I miss Imam al-Zaman or I don't miss him? If you don't miss him, sometimes, then we need to work hard. And this lesson is important for you. Because he's the Imam of our time. Ruhi wa harwa wa al-alamin al-ituram maktab al-fida. He's our Imam. And we need him. He is alive. He is not dead. He may be in this majlis, you don't know. He's alive. He lives life. He has family. And as you know, in the tradition, one of his main house is Masjid al-Sahla in the holy city of Kufa. Imam is alive. Imam is not shaheed. He goes to the places where the majalis of Ahl al-Bayt are being held and conducted. Most especially in the holy month of Muharram. So we need to miss Imam. If we miss him, then that is good. So I'm going to give you simple practical tips as young adults, as youth. And I want you, please, please, practice what I'm going to tell you. And next time, when I call Asanain Zain uncle to find out, I want to hear that you have implemented some of this, or even some of the previous lessons we had. Make a plan, and Allah will help you. These lessons are not just talk, Muharram, go, finish. When I conduct lectures and classes, I want to see changes in people. I want to see people thinking about it. If you don't implement it, then it defeats the purpose. The first practical tip, if you truly want to establish love relationship with the Imam of our time, is what? Safa'ul Qalb. Purification of our hearts. Your heart must be pure towards one another. Don't hate someone. Don't backbite. Don't gossip. Don't disrespect someone. Don't undermine someone. Don't laugh at someone if the person doesn't want. Don't joke with someone if the person doesn't want. You want to feel the presence of Imam Zaman? Clean your heart towards each other. There must be love between you as human beings, as Muslims, and as lovers and followers of Allah. No division. I don't talk to this one. I don't talk to that one. If you do that, Imam will stay away from you. Imam will want to see us united as youth of Karachi who are lovers and followers of Ahlul Bayt. Unity is important. That's number one. So here, what you need to do, strengthen your unity. And I'm sure you have a lot of programs. Continue to have programs together. Picnic, workshop, seminar, travel, excursion, games, football, do together, unity. Let Imam Zaman unite you more. See, Imam Hussein has united us. But it doesn't stop here. You have to take it even after Muharram. So that is number one. If you truly want to at least feel that you're missing Imam Zaman, to start practicing this and you will tell me, inshallah. Number two. Stay away from sins. You see, first one is a social aspect between you and people. Second one, stay away from sins. Guna and free guna. Try. Yes, we are not masoon. But you have to try to stay away from sins. If you intentionally commit sins and you don't ask for sincere forgiveness and repentance, it becomes a problem. It creates dark spots in your heart. And these dark spots will keep expanding, will keep growing. And that will affect your relationship with Imam. You're watching something which is not good on your phone. Or you're listening to music which is not good. Or you're touching something which is haram. And you know it is not good. It will affect your relationship with the Imam of our time. That's number two. Number three, if you truly want to have a strong relationship with Imam, do something in the name of Imam Hussein. What do I mean? Projects, program. You know, I like to give example of who is Hussein. You as youth can come together and also start a project Who is Imam Mahdi? Example. Who is Imam Hassan? Example. You have to do something. Or you come together as youth. You raise fund money in the name of Imam Usman, and you give it to poor people in Karachi or any other place. Or you make niyaz in the name of Imam Usman, and the youth are doing it, and you go and give to those who are poor. No, every year as youth, you must have good conference, organized, top-notch conference, online, wherever. You invite speakers, speeches, poem. You invite your non-Muslim friends or non-Shia friends. Let them come and hear reconciliatory messages when it comes to the universal teachings of the Imam of our time and era. Do something. Don't fold your hand. You are youth. Do something and create awareness in the name of Imam. There are places in the world where people struggle with drinking water. So youth come together. So you're gonna do something, even if it is little, to help people to have drinking water in the name of Imams. Projects. If you do a good humanitarian charity project in the name of Ahlul Bayt, Imam Zaman will be proud of you. And Imam will count you. Because you remember, Imam is alive. I'm doing something myself. Every year, where I am here in Birmingham, now because of Corona, we have not done it. After 12 nights of Muharram, I organize big conference by the name Hussein Summit. And we invite different scholars, politicians, top-notch politicians, parliamentarians, and even Mahdi Hassan, some of you who know Mahdi Hassan, who worked for Al Jazeera, is our good friend. He always kindly accepts our invitation to come and speak. The aim is to create awareness about Imam Sana. And we do it every year. Now, because of the corona, we have stopped, but we'll continue, inshallah. Do something in the name of Ahlul Bayt. When you do that, you will not regret. And then the next practical step is what? Always remember Imam Zaman in your life. Ya Sahib Zaman Adrikni. Ya Sahib Zaman Adrikni. You are going to school. You're going to start study. Allahumma kulli waliyika al-hujjat ibn al-hasan. You finish. You recite the same dua. Salawat. Allahumma kulli waliyika al-hujjat ibn al-hasan. Remember Imam in your lives. Make dua. Whatever you do, don't finish it without remembering the Imam of our time. It's very, very important. Because he is Imam Zaman. 72 companions of Aba Abdullah Hussein alayhi salam, they knew the Imam of their time. Do you know the Imam of your time? It's very important. All Imams are our Imams. But the Imam of our time is Imam Mahdi. So remember him now and then in whatever you do. Don't forget to remember the Imam. Like the way you remember your friends or you remember your parents when they are not here or when you are out, you give them a call. They remember you, they give you a call. You have to remember the Imam of our time. And the next practical is what? Imagine Imam by reciting Ziyarah to Ali Yasin. If you have never recited Ziyarah to Ali Yasin, go get your copy. Start going through this Ziyarah. It will help you to picture and imagine the Imam of our time. It's a very powerful Ziyarah. It really puts you in a mood of remembering Abu Salih al-Mahdi. Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. Wasahhalallahu makhrajahu wa ruhuhu. And the next practical tip, which is the last but not least, in trying to establish love relationship with the Imam is what? Is to feel the pain of Imam. Kindly listen to this very carefully. Feel the pain of Imam Usama. What is the pain of Imam Usama? The pain of every single member of the nation of Prophet Muhammad. Meaning this entire world, whether Muslim or not Muslim, whoever goes in pain, Imam of our time is in pain. When Afghanis are going in pain, the Imam of our time is in pain. When Pakistanis are in pain, the Imam of our time is in pain. When Africans are in pain, the Imam of our time is in pain. These are just few examples. So when you see someone in pain, you have to feel the pain also. But how do you feel the pain? By stepping forward to support where it is possible for you to do so. Because Imam is the representative of the Holy Prophet. And Allah says about Prophet in Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We've not sent you but as mercy for the universe. So Prophet is mercy for the entire universe. Likewise, his representative Imam al-Zaman, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif, is mercy for the entire universe. So feel the pain of Imam. Imam is in Ghaiba. He wants to come to establish justice. But we are not ready. That's why Allah is not releasing Imam. The moment the world is ready and we are able to purify our hearts, to become better Muslims, to become better human beings, Allah will release Abu Salih al-Mahdi to come and establish absolute, universal, or global justice. Feel the pain of Imam. There's a lot of pains in this world. You are fortunate, my dear brothers and sisters. There are people who are critically ill. Some are dying from coronavirus. And I'm sure you know how many people died since this corona started. Some are dying from cancer. Some are dying from other sicknesses. Imam is in pain. Some have lost their jobs. And during corona, people struggle to make ends meet, to have what to eat. People are in pain. Maybe you also in your family, you've got some challenges. Imam is in pain. Do you feel the pain? Or you just say, you know what?
Me, my family is okay. My mom and dad, they are good. Life is good. We don't do that. We don't do it that way. Your life may be good, but remember the plight of someone else. Bibi Fatima, alayhi salam, when she would wake up at night, she would first pray for her neighbors. You know, we have youth here in the UK, in Birmingham, every Tuesday and Wednesday. At night, they will go to the city center. That's my center. These youth are from my center. And they will distribute hot soup and food to homeless and to people who are in need. Every week, even during school time, not only during holidays. And I have a lady in my community in Birmingham by the name Zinat. I respect her. She is a cancer patient, and her cancer is of high level. But every day, she goes out, she prepares food and food hampers and distributes to poor people in the name of Imam Sarah. She's feeling the pain of Imam. Do something. These are the things I expect you to think about, and if you are not doing it, to try, do something little. Don't fold your arms. You're not young. You can bring about change in life. You'll be surprised the change you can make. To build a nation, it begins with a step. Don't undermine your step. Even if one person you are able to feed and help, you've done a lot. Please, my dear youth, don't take these lessons lightly. Put these lessons into practice, and you will never regret for putting those lessons into practice. Now, the last stage of that formation. Intibor. How do I await the reappearance? What I've just explained are ways of building love relationships so that you can feel the presence of Imam Sala. Very important. Now, during these ghaibats, what can I do to prepare for his reappearance? Three things I want to mention, and I'm done, inshallah. Number one, intibaru akaidi, intellectual intibar. You have to study Islam and secular. Take your Islamic knowledge to the next level and take your secular knowledge to the next level. Aim high. I mentioned before. Alhamdulillah, today we have youth in our communities here who have really studied Islam high level. They can even give majlis, although they are not Islamic scholars, but they studied it for their own personal development. And some of them doctors, some of them lawyers, some of them nurses. That's how you make intibar. As a Shia, you can't settle with less when it comes to knowledge. If you want to become an engineer, aim to become the best engineer wherever you're going to. That is how you make intibar of the Imam. Because Imam will need highly technological or tech people, people of high knowledge in different fields, in different capacities. So as a youth, your knowledge is important. And I'm not talking of only Islamic knowledge. Take note of this. But don't just keep going without enhancing your understanding of Islam. Because you have some Muslims who are really high in their professions, but Islam is zero.
Those type of people are those who give wrong fatwas when it comes to Islam. So you want youth who are highly learned in their fields of professions and studies, and at the same time, they've got very strong and powerful base in Islam. On this, I would like to suggest, start reading Islamic books if you are not doing it. At least every month, finish few pages if the book is big, or finish the book if the book is small. Don't allow a month to pass as a Muslim youth without reading. So the project I'm giving you, start making a mini library in your house, in your bedroom. How many books do you have? Which of those books are Islamic books? Very important. Yes, don't read only Islamic books. Read other books also, so long as they are good materials to help you develop yourselves and to have an excellent worldview. But my passion and interest is more in encouraging you to read Islamic books. Because I see our youth sometimes, when they go to college and they go to universities, they tend to forget reading your Islamic materials. So now I'm a student, I'm a university student. Fine. You are a university student, but you cannot forget where you come from. So the first way to do the interval is intellectual interval. That's one. Second way, interval suluki. Behavioral interval. Your behavior, your akhlaq. Wherever you go, especially amongst non-Shias, you as a Shia youth, you must portray the best of all akhlaqs, because you are representing Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. You are representing the school of thought of Ahlul Bayt. You cannot go in the midst of non-Shias and behave in a bad way. When you behave in a bad way, the bad name comes back to Shias. And we have tradition. There is hadith, what I'm talking about, from our beloved Sif Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, that Shias, wherever they are, they portray good akhlaq. And when someone asks about them, the response is, they are Shias. Imam says, that makes me happy. And if they go and show different akhlaq, and when people ask, who are they? And the response that they are Shias, it makes me sad. When you go to school, or you go to shopping mall, or wherever you go with your non-Shia friends, or in a non-Shia cycle, portray the best of all akhlaq. Talk nicely. Interact nicely. Don't disrespect. It is not the akhlaq of Shia to disrespect. It is not the akhlaq of Shia to insult. It is not the akhlaq of Shia to abuse. It is not the akhlaq of a Shia to bully. It is not the akhlaq of Shia to fight. That is intibar with your akhlaq. Intibar with your behavior. Ahlul Bayt, you saw how they behave nicely with even their enemies. So that's number two. And the last practical way of doing intibar is what? Intibar ma'nawi or intibar ruhi. Spiritual intibar. You have to work on your relationship with Allah. First relationship with your intellect. Second relationship with people, isn't it? Now the last one, relationship with Allah. How is your salat? Is it good? Or you miss sometime? Because I know youth, some youth, not all, they miss their salat. When they go to school, some they don't pray. Some at least when they come back home, they pray all. And some, they don't pray. Try. Try, my dear brothers and sisters. It's very important. And if your prayers are good, the du'as is important. And if you're a girl who is also struggling with your hijab, start thinking about it and start working on it. And if you have any question, you can ask for this. They can engage you. They can discuss with you. You can engage them. What I'm trying to say is that you can't prepare for Imam al-Zaman without strong relationship with Allah. And it begins with your salat. It's very, very important. So we begin our series of discussion by looking at who is a youth. And we discussed that a youth is someone who is productive and creative. And then we went ahead to look at different topics altogether to encourage you, my dear youth, to step in and to know that you've got the potentials, you've got the capability to achieve whatever you set for yourselves as goals or aims and objectives. Life is too short. Life is too short. Every single minute that passes will not be replaced. Every single day which passes will not come back again. Today will not come back again. So try, which is very, very important, to make sure that you reach your maximum capacity. And Allah will help you. And Allah will support you. And Allah will assist you. And Allah will make it easy for you. And before I recite my Masail, I would like to take this opportunity to express my gratitude to Mr. Zain and Hassanain Aga and all those who invited me to be here with you during these 9 days of the first Ashura. And to thank you, my dear youth, for giving me the audience, for allowing me to share a word or two of wisdoms from what I've learned from the oceans of the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. I hope and pray I've done justice to these sessions and hope and pray that you have picked up something. Even if it is one thing out of all the sessions that you are going to work on. And alhamdulillah, the sessions are shared online. Something you missed out, something you want to refresh your mind with, you can always check it. And thank you to all of you, and especially to those also who reached out to me via my Facebook page. Really appreciate it. And some of you also reached out to me via my Instagram, which is really good. And some of you reached out to me also via my work email address. Really appreciate it. That really encouraged me every day, looking forward to this session. Some of you who send me questions, really, really, really appreciate it. And some of the mothers, you know, some of your mothers also reached out to me
through Hassan and Aga with their feedbacks, with their questions. Really good, really good. And I think all of you, you've got potentials and your parents are behind you. We are all youth. Together, we can build a strong community for the future generations to benefit from. It begins now. Don't fold your arms, and Allah will help you. And to sincerely also ask for your forgiveness for any mistakes, for any wrongs, because we are human beings, we don't know. But I must say, I've really enjoyed talking to you. And I pray Allah accepts these humble efforts from all of us. And you are now my friends, all of you. And you'll always be in my doors, inshallah. We now take our hearts to the holy land of Karbala. And remember, the infant baby of our Abdullah Hussein alayhi salam, Hazrat Ali ibn al-Asghar. You know, with the Shahada of Ali ibn al-Asghar, Aba Abdullah kept the message of Prophet Ibrahim alive. You know, Harbala, or as some of you may call Harbala, he had 7 targets on the 10th day of Muharram. When Mukhtar arrested Harbala, Hazrat Mukhtar asked Harbala, "What did you do on the 10th day of Muharram?" He said, "I had 7 targets. 4 targets were successful, and 3 were not." Mukhtar asked Harbala, "What were the 4 targets?" He said, "The first one, when Imam Hussein fell down, you know, they came, they surrounded the body of Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein fell down. Arrows all over the body of Imam Hussein. Abdullah, the son of Imam Hassan, rushed to the body of Imam Hussein and he fell next to the body. And he said, 'I will not allow you to kill my uncle.' What they did, they shot his right hand." Younger Abdullah, like your age. So Harbala said, "I shot the right hand of Abdullah. The second arrow of Harbala was what? When Hazrat Abbas was falling down, after they cut off all the 2 hands, he struck his arrow on the right eye of Hazrat Abbas. That arrow affected the eye of Abul Fadl Abbas, and the blood blocked the eye. Harbala did it. The third arrow of Harbala was on the neck of Hazrat Ali ibn al-Asghar. And the fourth was on Aba Abdullah. Imam Hussein took his infant baby, baby Asghar. He walked to the battlefield. He placed the baby on the ground. He walked back. He said to them, "Please give him water. Am I the target or the baby?" Eventually, they refused. They refused to give water. Imam Hussein took the baby again. He looked at them. Mouth of the baby is dry. Give water to the baby. They refused. For the 10th time, what did they do? They struck the arrow. While the baby was in the hand on the chest of Aba Abdullah, Harbala said to Mukhtar, "I use an arrow they used to cut the neck of a camel with. And I struck that arrow. When I struck that arrow, what I saw was only blood in the hand of Aba Abdullah. And you know, Aba Abdullah threw that blood in the sky. But Aba Abdullah, while holding the infant baby, he began to walk towards the Khaymaqah. He got to the Khaymaga, he didn't know what to do to face the mother of baby Askar. So Abu Abdullah was going up and down, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi, 7 times. Because it was very difficult for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam to tell Bibi Rabab, there is an arrow on the neck of your infant baby. Ala la'natullah, ala al-qawm al-zalimeen, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un, wa sayalamu alladhina zalamu ala Muhammad ayyamun kalabin yanqalibun. Raise up your hands, let's pray. Allahumma inna nas'aluka wa nad'uka bismika al-azim al-a'zam al-a'adz al-ajal al-akram wa bi-asma'ika. Raise up your hand wherever you are. Please, I beg you, raise up your hand. Maybe because of you, Allah will answer our du'as. Ya Allah, this is our youth who have dedicated themselves to learn from the teachings of your beloved Ahlul Bayt. I pray Allah continue to inspire this youth. Protect them with your protection. Fulfill their legitimate desires. They are students. Some of them are working. Whatever they do, Allah put blessings and barakah in it. Allah, I ask you, these youth who have attended these programs, and those even in their communities who couldn't make it to attend the programs, and those who watched it online, make it easy for them in their lives. Continue to instill the true love of Ahlul Bayt in their heart. Bless their parents and protect their parents. Ya Allah, I pray for the organizers of these majlis, Haji Zain and his team and the family. May Allah reward them abundantly. And our sister Zahra, who is here in Birmingham. May God Almighty makes it easy for all. I also have my hajjaj. And I ask you, Ya Allah, through the barakat of this madrasa and this youth, fulfill all our hajjaj. We have marda, people who are ill, wherever they are, Ya Allah, cure them with your cure. Wa akhir da'wana, an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin, wa alihi wa alihi. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.